Such an interesting weekend from a politics point of view. The place leaking like a sieve. The place being the National Executive Committee of the ANC. Everybody seeking to put perspectives out into the public domain. And for frankly, for the watchers like Tsidi Madia and others, it's like wading through treacle. It's a really complex landscape. Why are you being told some information and not other information? And they've learned, I think, to put their filters on the noise of political information dissemination. It's very important that we see, but disparate views from smart people on social media as to what the weekend activities at the National Executive Committee actually mean. Is this the failing of the ANC? Is this a civil war within the ANC? Is the ANC falling apart? Or is Cyril Ramaphosa consolidating his political power base? Or is something else going on within the environment of the ANC? Lumkile Mondi is Senior Lecturer at Wits School of Economics and Business Science on the line to us this evening from Johannesburg. Lumkile, what's your reading of the machinations of the weekend on the ANC, the high noon at the ANC corral, if you will?
It is the defeat of the radical economic transformation crowd, which in fact was symbolized through the Zuma regime. Since Zuma took control of the ANC in 2007 and the country in 2009. So we are seeing a new course being charted by President Ramaphosa in the ANC, but hopefully that is going to translate into the implementation of Operation Vulindlela, which I think will be very positive for South Africa's economy going forward, given that Moody's also is watching, and hopefully when we present the medium-term budget policy statement in October, we'll have much more positive news, because we'll have had at least two quarters of economic performance and see the recovery of our economy, given the impact COVID has had in it.
Yeah, I mean, it's been such a traumatic time from an economic perspective anyway, and the distractions of the battles within the ANC have been so divisive and so difficult and so negative in terms of actually getting the economy going and the economy moving, purely because of the massive extent of vested interests at play, holding up any kind of sort of political progress that could have been made by one, the ANC, and then translating that into government and governance.
Well, Bruce, you must not forget that the RFT crowd is still within the National Executive Committee. And therefore, the those that are still inside, such as Batabile Dlamini, Nomvula Mokonyane, and many others, are lying low because they can see where the wind is blowing. So the Easterlies is blowing, and they are going with the Easterlies. So the idea really is to try and work within the system and wait for an opportunity. So what's was interesting for us is whether President Ramaphosa will be able to consolidate this opportunity in the National General Council in December to ensure that at least in doing so, he's able also to reshuffle his cabinet, bring in capable people, so that you can implement Vulindlela, and in doing so, change our economic fortunes, as well as signal long-termism, which in the past has been a big problem for the African National Congress.
But this is holding the entire country to ransom, these squabbles and battles and vested interests. I think it was Dakota Lekhwete who was saying that there were people in the room of the National Executive Committee of the ANC that were more corrupt than Ace Magashule. Firstly, it's an admission that Ace Magashule is corrupt, and an admission that, you know, there are many people within the NEC who are as rotten, if not more rotten. And that's, I mean, it's a terrible indictment and a terrible admission. And it's, you know, one despairs sometimes at just how inept South Africa's politics is at actually restoring the fortunes of the people who need it most, and that is the many, many hundreds of thousands of people who are without incomes that they might have had 15, 16 months ago.
Absolutely, Bruce. The challenge, I mean, we see now with our city in Johannesburg, where suddenly there is a realization that our government locally, led by the ANC, albeit to the support of the Green Freedom Fighters, is incapable. And hence, we see them rolling out, the cleaning of all the potholes, trimming the streets, etc. This is nothing but really a show to try and win our hearts and mind. And I'm hoping that the Joburg residents are going to respond accordingly, because we have to restructure the city completely. We are overbloated, we are incapable, we cannot do things. I think what we see taking place in the coming local election and how the electorate responds is going to have to be carried out also at national level, because I think it is very clear to me and many South Africans that the ANC regime is much more concerned about itself and less about the people it's supposed to serve. And therefore, the message has to be shown now in the coming elections.
Are we getting to a point, though, where Cyril Ramaphosa gets enough of a hold on the ANC that it actually starts doing the job that it's paid to do via the multiple ministers and members of parliament and the huge networks of that are supported by public money? Has the time come? I mean, have we seen the belly of the beast and actually it's the country is better off with a new dispensation?
I think, Bruce, with what's happening now, I mean, we are seeing huge victories for reforms. Firstly, to our national prosecution authorities, our asset forfeiture unit, we are seeing very positive signals taking place there. We're seeing what's happening at political level that we're just discussing at the moment around consolidating power. I think it's upon us now as citizens to rally behind him and the president of the country in pushing that reform agenda, which is articulated in Operation Vulindlela. But in return, I think our president must show some ownership in reshuffling his cabinet. We all are aware, Bruce, that, for example, in the energy reform and the transition to cleaner energy, there is a lot of noise. The DMRE under minister, Kwale Mantashe, is going the different way as articulated in the Operation Vulindlela. For example, Operation Vulindlela sees more role for renewables and more private sector initiatives coming in. Instead, what it does, it makes us into a very expensive structure, a premium structure on gas. So it's all these issues that I think the president must really bring back the confidence that Operation Vulindlela is going to be implemented, and ministers that are seen to be going the other way will be dealt with accordingly. And I think there's no better opportunity of conveying that trust during the energy crisis, which in fact, even this emergency acquisition won't be enough for it to give us security of supply in the medium term. Mm.
Is it too early to call the end of Ace Magashule's political career within the ANC? We know that, for example, Thabo Mbeki kicked out Jacob Zuma, fired him as his vice president. Jacob Zuma wasn't kicked out of the ANC or suspended from the ANC, but he did utilize his time when he had time on his hands between 2006 and 2008 to build up a considerable power base, to go to the branches, to spend time lobbying. And, oh, look, it worked for him and for his supporters.
And Bruce, we saw also that, for example, in KZN, there were some who were supporting Magashule as well as President Zuma pending the judgment of the Constitutional Court after the commission of inquiry and the commission had asked him to be jailed. So I think we're going to see a war of position taking place of those that are marginalized, such as Magashule and former President Zuma, in the judgment going against him. So I think the country politically is going to be in turmoil for a long time. That's why it is important for us as electorate, particularly in this election, to really push hard to get the ANC. I know it's easier said than done, losing quite a number of these metros, because I think if they are insecure, the more they'll come together than if they lose. If they do win any of the metros, I think we may see more ructions taking place politically. So the only way to force a United ANC is for them to be losing elections at the local government level, and therefore being worried about national elections, and therefore making sense to make the ANC work, to make the country work, and all of us to get going and address all the challenges they're facing, such as joblessness, inequality, and many other problems that South Africa faces.
Economist Lumkile Mondi, thank you, from the Wits School of Economic and Business Science.